that time, I suppose, as a young girl growing up in Kildare, there weren't maybe the opportunities which young girls have now to play the sports.
Oh, not at all. No, we loved it. But no, we used to play with the boys, you know.
And I'm sure you give them a good
shot. I wasn't. I was great at talking about it. I wasn't great, but I had a sister. And like people, you say, if she was a man, she would be absolutely brilliant. And she was a great athlete anyway. She was always better than me, you know, at everything. And I certainly wasn't. I would never have been a great footballer. I was a good one at talking about it.
And would you have played just with your brothers and sisters then in the garden at home?
We went up the fields, up the back. I didn't play as much, really, as the others. I was the eldest and I used to mind the shop. And I was always, there were six of us. And until I was about 14, there was always a baby to be wheeling out. And I kind of was stuck with that, I suppose, being the eldest girl. So, no, I didn't get out as much as the others. But I do remember when I did my leaving cert, after I did my leaving cert. Now, I was hugely interested. I remember distinctly, we had one very cross nun. Now, she was actually very nice, but she was very cross. And I wouldn't have been the greatest student ever, that's for sure. And she looked down, we were at our class, and she saw me with my head down and I was busy writing, and she kind of felt it was a bit unusual. So she came down and she said, she just looked in over my shoulder. I was picking the Leinster team. It had nothing to do. I was supposed to be listening in class. I had written out all the positions and I was putting, in those days, the Railway Cup was huge. So if you got players onto the provincial team, that was a great thing. So I was putting my tuppence halfpenny worth in. And I always remember that she nearly killed me. I think I was put out. I can't remember, but it certainly...
She didn't take too kindly to you selecting teams.
No.
And tell us some of the names that you would have had in that team, Annette.
On that team, I would certainly have had Mick Carlin. I would have had Pat Connolly. And there was another guy who was great, a little forward, Kieran O'Malley. Yeah, I would have had those.
So these guys were your heroes growing up?
Yeah, and yeah, absolutely.
While other girls would have been looking at maybe the music or film or stars at that time.
Yeah, oh no, never the slightest bit interested in anything, only footballers. And in fairness, I feel bad about the hurling, but Kildare was not a hurling county. So it was always the footballers that you weren't interested in.
Would you have kept an eye on the hurling? You would have followed it?
Oh, I'd watch it. Oh yeah, I'd watch it. But I've only been, I think, once at a hurling final.
Yeah, so it was football that was very much in your blood.
Yeah,